This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
What was that sound?
What? My Lizzo sound?
Yeah.
Bomb, 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 bop, wop, wop, way.
Okay.
106.5 The End.
You guys know how we normally do, hey, Florida, I'm going to need you to stop.
Yes.
We're
going to try something new today.
All right.
Today is What the Hey, UK?
Sounded Australian a little bit.
What the Hey, UK?
That's better.
Okay.
I thought it was fine. What the Hey, UK?
Okay. Is it different?
We're working it out.
Okay. Starting to sound like Lindsey Graham.
These are stories that are, of course, in the UK that are a little on the weird side. This story, a postal carrier revealed he's being terrorized by a customer's sex maniac duck while he's on his rounds. Apparently, this postal carrier attempted to deliver a letter to the duck's owners twice. He has vowed not to return to the house until Bob, the sex maniac duck, can be properly contained.
What a terrible name for a duck.
Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What would you prefer?
Well, if you're going to go with like a real human name, you name it Donald or
no,
Duck.
No, come on.
I mean,
no.
That's better than Bob.
I disagree.
Bob Duck.
How about Fitzgerald?
No.
Fitzy the duck?
Mm-mm. How about Bill? That's
okay.
Funny.
All right. We can settle on that.
So the family decided to pin a note to their gate revealing that they too are at the mercy of their duck.
Oh, my God.
The post carrier, Steve, shared a photo of the note that said, to our postie, we are so sorry Bob has been attacking you. He attacks us too, smiley face.
Well, I said a smiley face.
He used to be lovely and cuddly. Now he's a vicious sex maniac. We have pinned him and hopefully he will not escape.
Wow. There's a lot to unpack in that note.
Big time.
Okay.
Did they talk to the owners of the duck?
That is the owner of the duck.
But did anybody talk to...
Oh, for this article.
Yes.
It doesn't say, but the owners did gift the postal carrier a chocolate bar for his troubles.
Oh, now that's nice.
That's very nice.
What makes the duck sex crazed?
Oh, great question.
That's a great question.
Would you even be able to tell if a duck was sex crazed?
They did not answer that question
okay. In
this article. I don't know why.
That is very important.
Right. Now, this duck is, I wish we had a way for you to see this, but this doesn't look like a normal duck.
Okay.
Normal ducks, you know, American ducks, they
you
have...
You mean like a mallard?
Sure.
Okay.
Or just like the white and green, white and orange ones. What are those?
White and orange?
Yeah, the white barley with the orange beak.
White and orange...
Like he's never seen a duck. Let's go with the brown one.
Okay. This duck is black and white and has a red face.
Ooh, does it have one of those like big puffy heads?
A little bit. Yeah, like, it's got a little mohawk on it.
Okay, like, but it's like the crinkly skinny skin sort of.
Sure.
Okay.
I guess so.
Okay. Why would a person make that their pet? That's not even a cute duck.
I don't, you know what? What if the owners didn't have a choice to make it a pet?
Oh, like maybe Bob just decided he lives there.
Right.
Okay. I've been doing some research while you guys have been talking about this.
Okay.
If, let's assume that this duck they know is sex crazed because it walks around aroused.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
That is distressing on a level that you guys aren't even prepared for.
What do you mean?
Ducks have corkscrew penises.
Oh, my God.
Here's a picture.
Oh, my God.
I can't see your screen, and I'm fine with it.
It's yellow, and it looks like a pig's tail.
It does.
Oh, my gosh.
And it hangs out of the back of a duck, and I would imagine that if a duck is sex-crazed,
I don't want to see
it. Okay, here's a drawing of it.
Okay, I can see a drawing.
Okay, and here it's showing you how one duck has sex with a lady
duck.
And you can see why it's corkscrewed. Is because...
So she can't get away.
Well, no, I think it's more because a duck vagina, it looks a mess. And, like, it looks like it's got to be corkscrewed just to be able to...
You know what? We are going to lose our jobs. I'm certain we signed something at some point that said we would not talk about duck penis and vagina.
There's an actual photograph of it up close.
Oh, my God. Why are you doing this to me?
I'm trying to help the situation.
Help it out.
Explain it so that now we know how and why a duck could be sex crazed and why it would be a problem. Because I would imagine that if you're a duck,
okay,
and you can't even put your crazy demonic corkscrew penis away,
okay,
it would make you go a little crazy.
Sure. Yeah, you're like, use it or lose it, but I can't lose it or use it.
Exactly.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Sure.
You know,
the more I'm thinking about this, the more I think that Bob showed up. This corkscrew penis.
Mm-hmm.
And just decided he lives there.
Right.
And that's it.
Well, he does live there. He's a pet.
No. Like, they didn't choose him as a pet. They didn't go and get a duck.
Oh.
He just decided, this is my house now. And he's such a terror. They just went, okay.
He's a squatter.
Yeah.
Which is a terrible word to use when you're considering a sex-crazed duck with a corkscrew penis.
Oh, my God.
I'll show you the picture again.
No, please stop.
Because they do
stop.
A lot of squatting.
I would like you to stop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.